Diva Kaja, Ishmisha, Joe Ballard, Thoughtful Roy's with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello, friends. I'm Joe Ballard, and I'd like to welcome you to this program, Sounds Irish. On this program, you'll hear all types, styles, and genres of Irish music: traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish, and old-time Irish songs, with vocals and instrumentals, along with some information about Irish culture, geography, and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. Hello, friends, and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. Everton274@sky.com. Everton274@sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation, or a question to ask. We're starting this week going over to the west coast of Ireland, to the beautiful county, the county of Clare. Now, there are many songs written about Clare. Not quite as many as Donegal, but there's quite a few. I'm starting with Johnny McAvoy's wonderful interpretation of that lovely song, singing the praises of the girl from Clare. Oh, that lovely rose of Clare.
Oh, my lovely rose of Clare, you're the sweetest girl I know. You're the queen of all the roses, like the pretty flowers that grow. You are the sunshine of my life, so beautiful and fair. And I will always love you, my lovely Rose of Clare. The sun, it shone out like a jewel on the lovely hills of Clare. When I strolled along with my sweet love one evening at the fair, her eyes they shone like silver streams, with her long, long golden hair. I won the heart of a young sweet lass, my lovely Rose of Clare. Oh, my lovely Rose of Clare, you're the sweetest girl I know. You're the queen of all the roses, like the pretty flowers that grow. You are the sunshine of my life, so beautiful and fair. And I will always love you, my lovely Rose of Clare. We walked down by the river bank, where the lovely Shannon glides, and listen to the nightingale singing songs for you and I. And now to say goodbye, farewell to all you people there, for I have stolen the heart of one, my lovely Rose of Clare. Oh, my lovely Rose of Clare, You're the sweetest girl I know. You're the queen of all the roses, like the pretty flowers that grow. You are the sunshine of my life, so beautiful and fair. And I will always love you, my lovely Rose of Clare. And I will always love you, my lovely Rose of Clare.
And I will always love you, my lovely Rose of Clare. Well, you had your Rose of Tralee and the Rose of Aran Mhor. Yet another rose to add to the bouquet of Irish roses, my lovely Rose of Clare. And we're moving back across country now and down a bit because we're coming to County Tipperary. Oh, no, you're not getting It's a Long Way to Tipperary. We all know that one. But this is the lovely Anne Breen, and she's got Tipperary on her mind.
Sometimes it's hard to be alone. Well, you may say I live a memory that I may seek and never find. Well, maybe that is how it's meant to be, that I have something on my mind. Temporary once again.
Fading away, some good country and Irish there from Anne Breen and Tipperary on my mind. Friends, I think I've mentioned it on the programme before, but one of the joys in my life as a musician is to visit some of the local nursing, retirement and rest homes that are in my area of Bray and Greystones and that sort of part of County Wicklow. And the joy of going in there with my keyboard and having a sing-along with some of the residents, well, it does your heart good. And this next track always gets them singing because it's a song that goes back to when Adam was a lad. It's a long time ago. And I just want to tell you before I play it, it is a lovely version of a lovely old song. It's not Irish. And you're saying, well, why is it on Sounds Irish? Well, on Sounds Irish, it doesn't have to be an Irish song. It can be sung by an Irish singer or a song written by an Irish person. In this case, it's a song sung by one of my favourite Irish singers of yesteryear, Brendan O'Dowda. No, it's not a Percy French track. But this song can always be guaranteed to get everybody singing up together. It's Brendan O'Dowda's wonderful interpretation, and it is a little longer than we normally have, his wonderful interpretation of Love's Old Sweet Song.
Once in the dear dead days beyond recall, when on the world the mists began to fall, out of the dreams that rose in happy throng, lo, to our hearts love sang an old sweet song. And in the dusk where fell the firelight gleam, softly it wove itself into a dream. Just a song at twilight, when the lights are low, and the flickering shadows softly come and go. Though the heart be weary, sad the day and long, still to us at twilight comes love's old song, comes love's old song. Today we hear love song of yore. Deep in our hearts it dwells forevermore. Footsteps may falter, weary grow the way. Still we can hear it at the close of day. So till the end, when life's dim shadows fall, love will be far the sweetest song of all. Just a song at twilight, when the lights are low, and the flickering shadows softly come and go. Though the heart be weary, sad the day and long, still to us at love's old song.
Love's Old Sweet Song, beautifully sung there by Brendan O'Dowda. On a recent programme of Sounds of Irish, I played a Furies track. And I did say they weren't one of my favourite groups, but I did like some of the tracks that they recorded. And they are genuinely folk singers. And here's an example of the same. They're singing a song in the style, well, it's an Irish style, but it's not an Irish song, something similar to the last one. But this is the song that really put the Furies on the map, as far as I'm concerned. It's a ballad, and we had a very old 78 of it by Al Jolson years and years ago. I think a number of people have sung it. And I will appreciate that this is not everybody's cup of tea. But on mentioning the fact on Sounds Irish a couple of weeks ago that I mentioned this particular track, I got an email during the week from Teresa. And Teresa says, Joe, why don't you play The Furies and When You Were Sweet 16? Teresa, just for you. Recorded at a live performance.
I thought the world held not the joy for me, and even though we've drifted far apart, I never dreamed, but what I dream of. I love you as I've never loved before. Since first I saw you on the village street, come to me in my dreams of love alone. I love you as I loved you when you were sweet, when you were sweet, 16. I love you as I've never loved before. Since first I saw you on the village street, come to me in my dreams of love alone. I love you as when you are sweet, when you are sweet, 16, sing it with me. I love you as I've never loved before. Since first I saw you, at least come to me in my dreams. I love you as I loved you when you were sweet, when you were sweet. The last time, come on, let's see this. I love you as I've never loved before. Since first I saw you on the village, come to me if my dreams are never gone. I love you as I loved you when you were sweet, when you were sweet.
The Furies there, and all the gang, the audience joining in, and When You Were Sweet 16. Now it's time for an instrumental, and this is a lovely Irish sound, and I'm sure, judging by the title, many people listening to me, many Irish people, will be longing for home. Here, Cherish the Ladies. Thank you. Longing for Home from Cherish the Ladies. A few moments ago, we had a recording of the Furies on there. If you remember, when you were sweet 16. Well, we're having another recording of a live performance, this time from the Irish Rovers, and they recorded this in Pasadena. I leave the rest of it up to them to explain.
This next song comes from the city of Belfast, and we better explain it to you, well, to most of you anyway, before we sing it, otherwise you won't understand a bloody word of it. It tells the story of a man who falls in love with this girl and eventually marries her, much to the approval of the girl's mother, because the mother knows that this boy owns a little farm and has quite a bit of money coming to him. But then halfway through the song, she finds out that he spent all his money before the marriage. So her mind changes about him, and then all hell breaks loose. It's called Mick McGuire.
My name is Mick McGuire, and I'll quickly tell to you of a girl that I admire. She was Katie Donahue. She was fair and fat and forty, and believe me when I say, whenever I come in at the door, you can hear her mommy say, "Johnny, get up on the fire, get up and give your mom a sit." Then she see it's Mick McGuire, and he's got your sister kid. You know very well he owns a farm a wee bit out of the town. Up get down to that gee image and rattle up Mr. McGuire, sit down. Well, the first time I met her was at a dance at Donaghadee. I very kindly asked her would she dance a step with me. I asked if I could see her home and she'd be going my way. Oh, and over 8 minutes that door you can hear the Isle One say, "Johnny, get up on the fire, get up and give your man a sit. Can't you see it's Mick McGuire and he's got your sister kid? You know very well he owns a farm a wee bit out of the town. Up get out to that gee up and rattle and Mr. McGuire sit down." But now that we are married, her mommy's changed her mind, because I spent the money that me daddy left behind. Now she hasn't got the decency to give me time of the day. Oh, and over 8 minutes, or you can hear her mom say, "Johnny, come up to the fire, come up, you're sitting in the trap. Can't you see it's old McGuire, up, he nearly drives me down. Say, don't know when you're 7, but he's always on the chair. So she'll be a bar and never you dart, you're well, McGuire the chair. Diddly don't let out alone.
Well deserved applause for the Irish Rovers there and telling us all of the story about Let Mr. McGuire Sit Down. Now, I played this track a couple of weeks ago, and if you don't mind, I want to play it again because I got an email some time ago asking me if I had anything by a group called Planxty. And I must confess, this is the only track I have of Planxty. So I'm going to play it again. And I hope that Pat enjoys this. And thanks for the nice things you said about the programme. Planxty and the Raggle Taggle Gypsies.
As ever three old gypsies came to our hall door, they came brave and bold as yo, and this one sang hoy, and the other sang la ho, and the lady sang the Raggle Taggle Gypsy yo. Was upstairs and downstairs the lady he went, put on her suit of leather for low. It was the cry all around her door, she's away with the raggle taggle gypsy-o. It was late that night that the Lord came in, inquiring for his lady he-o. The servant girls replied to him all, she's away with the raggle taggle gypsy-o. Open saddle for me, me milk a white steed, me big horse is not speedy, hee-yo. I will ride and I'll seek me bride, she's away with the raggle taggle gypsy, hee-yo. Well, then he rode east and he rode west, he rode north and south the whole show. But when he rode to the wide open field, it was there that he spied his lady, hee-yo. Oh, then why do you leave your house and your land? Why do you leave your money here? Why do you leave your haroni with the Lord all for the raggle taggle gypsy here? Yerra, what do I care for me house or me land? What do I care for my honey here? Why yerra, what do I care for me only with the Lord? I'm away with me raggle taggle gypsy here. Well, it was there last night, Jimmy Goose got their bed with blankets drawn, so calmly he, oh, tonight he'll lie in a wide open field, and the hands of your rackle tackle gypsy, oh. You're a what do I care for a goose feather bed, but blankets drawn so calmly here. Tonight I lie in the one heat up and feel in the hands of me like a tackle gypsy. Oh, for you rode east when I rode west. You rode high and not here a whole glow. I'd rather have a kiss of the yellow gypsy lips than a hold of a cash with his money. Oh.
Well, you got two for the price of one there, because you got the Plankstein. They were, first of all, telling us all about the raggle-taggle gypsies. And then you had a piece called Tordum the Lav, which was an instrumental. Tordum the Lav means give me your hand. And speaking of instrumentals, here's one of the finest exponents of the accordion. I'm talking about Sharon Shannon, and she's joined by some of her friends, and they're playing some real foot-tapping reels for us.